For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Good morning. God be the glory this blessed Sunday. Today we read the words of blessed Saint Paul the Apostle in the 8th chapter of his epistle to the Romans. This chapter is about hope and life, not as the world gives, but as the Spirit reveals. It's about the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in the world by converting the hearts and minds of people to see God in a manner worthy of their calling, and to look farther past the present day sufferings to the glory that will be revealed. In this pericope, we are invited to consider the transformative power of God's redemption in our lives and in all of God's creation. In the beginning of this chapter, prior to what was read this morning for the epistle, we read about what we can call a two-way road. The road of those who are in Christ and those who are in the flesh. Saint Paul proclaims that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because these who are baptized, who have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, these who have accepted the Lordship of Christ Jesus over the flesh are not in condemnation. For the Spirit of life in Christ has made them free from all sin and from all death. For Christ himself condemned sin in the flesh. St. Paul focuses on those who are in the way of Christ, this road, for those who are in the Spirit. And admonishes them and us today by extension that in order to live, one must put to death the misdeeds of the body. Essentially, for the disciple of Christ, there is no life without death. Death in this case is not only the cessation of life in the physical body, but cessation of sin in the flesh. Cessation of sin in the flesh, however, isn't an easy undertaking. It involves suffering and pain and agony. Christ himself states that suffering will be part of this journey if you're on the way of Christ, because he himself was persecuted and suffered and endured pain. And he says, if you alike are my disciples, you too will endure pain. You too will endure suffering. You too will endure agony. And we see this very vividly in the life of the apostles and the saints of the church. Whereas the way of the flesh may seem appealing in its present form, it isn't to be desired. Whereas it may offer bountiful earthly successes and dividends, it's not to be coveted. Because those who have the Spirit belong to Christ Jesus, and therefore their successes and dividends are not necessarily quantified in the flesh, but in the eternal glory they will inherit. There's a quote from Saint Maria Kowalska, a Polish nun, who gives a beautiful description into this two-way road. She writes, and I quote, "One day I saw two roads. One was broad and covered with sand and flowers, full of joy and music and all sorts of pleasures. People walking along it, people dancing and enjoying themselves. They reached the end of the road without realizing it. And at the end of the road, there was a horrible precipice. That is the abyss of hell. The souls fell blindly into it. As they walked, so they fell. And their numbers were so great that it was impossible to count them. And I saw the other road, or rather a path, For it was narrow and strewn with thorns and rocks. And the people who walked along it had tears in their eyes, and all kinds of suffering befell them. Some fell down upon the rocks, but stood up immediately and kept pressing on. At the end of the road, there was a magnificent garden filled with all sorts of happiness and joy. And all these souls entered there. At the very first instant, they all forgot their sufferings. One road is full of pleasures, here presently in the flesh. The other road is mired in thorns and rocks, and suffering and pain, and tears here in the present. St. Paul asserts that we should consider that our present sufferings on this road, our present pains and tears, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the man or woman who is in the flock of Christ Jesus, there is no rest, a respite here in the flesh. Not because this world isn't worthy of being good, or is incapable of reflecting God's goodness, but because our new life, especially granted in our baptism, makes us look and hope far beyond this present world to a place where God himself dwells. St. Augustine writes in his Confessions that thou hast formed us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in thee. St. Paul is saying this same thing, that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth, right up to this very time. And not just that, but we ourselves groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. Our hearts will be restless until we find rest eternally in the glory of God. The present suffering, albeit hard, cannot impede this hope that we have. Because it's not merely a feeling or emotion, it's an engraved desire to be with God because we are his children. In the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter and John are walking to the temple, and they come to a gate called the Gate. The gate was called Beautiful. And at the gate, they find a crippled man. And this crippled man asks them, Peter and John, for silver or gold. And they turn to him and say, you know, silver or gold we do not have, but we'll give you what we have. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And instantly this crippled man stood up and walked. And he went praising and singing and honoring God. Thereafter, Peter and John are arrested and captured and put into prison. And they ask these men, why are you doing what you do? In whose name are you doing this? And they say, we're doing this in the name of Jesus Christ, the same man that you crucified. And they rough them up and they bid them up and they said, you know, go forth, but never stop talking in the name of this man. And they said, listen, it's impossible. Whether you beat us, whether you rough us up, whether you kill us, it's impossible for us not to speak about this Jesus whom we have encountered. The desire that they had for Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, was so great that it surpassed any sufferings that they could experience. For us, this is a great lesson for us as we press on in this journey of faith today. And St. Paul is reminding us of this very thing, that the present sufferings do not compare at all to the glory that we shall inherit. Our faith cannot be guided by present day sufferings. It cannot be swept away by the wind. May we be grounded firmly in the Spirit, that even when agony comes, when pain comes, when death comes, our identities in Jesus Christ as his disciples will not be shaken. The struggles and pains and limitations we face in the physical existence will one day be overcome by the power of God. Our bodies, which are currently subject to decay and weakness, will be transformed into bodies that are imperishable and glorious. This transformation isn't a distant dream, but a certain hope grounded in the resurrection of Jesus Christ himself. Brothers and sisters, let us be filled with hope and assurance. As we groan and face challenges in this present day, may we remember that our pain is only temporary, and the glory that awaits us far surpasses any trial or tribulations that we may endure. Let us live as agents of hope, eagerly anticipating the day when groaning will give way to our adoption and our redemption into the new heavens and the new earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.